Coming up in today's Fifi, Dave and Fev catch-up, you'll hear exclusive audio from a new musical starring a political star. We wheel out the technology that allows us to speak directly to Fifi's brain. Plus, in an effort to score tickets to our crush party tomorrow night, you'll hear a dude crash and burn live on the radio when he asks out his crush. Awkward alert. That's coming up after this.
Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to start, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open it up in your browser, and now you can catch up with the guys.
If you missed Fifi, Dave and Feb this morning, you're on the perfect pathway to catch up on what you missed. And VFA Learning is your pathway to a brighter future. Meet the trainers and find out about VFA's massage, personal training and childcare courses at the VFA Learning Open Day on this Saturday. Register at vfalearning.vic.edu.au/open day.
Fifi, Dave and Feb.
Fashion, which is sorry, I just needed a sip of water.
Okay, good. I'm glad you pointed that out.
You would find this in fashion when a look comes in, and I'm guessing like bell-bottom jeans, and you go, I just don't know whether or not I can rock those.
Did you just turn into a 70-year-old? I know what you kids like. Yeah, in the 70s.
Bell-bottom jeans have come back. Did you not realise? It's like when high-waisted jeans come back. It's everything that's old is new again. And this sometimes happens for male fashion. Things are happening in the world of female fashion, and I embrace them. I roll with it, whatever.
Please not the high pants.
Well, they're high. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. High-waisted jeans.
They're not good, are they, Faith?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, how do you feel about this? Because remember a couple of years, well, cleavage, look, it never really went out, but gee, it's right back in, and we're talking about nipple. Like, no, sorry, not nipple. What am I pointing at?
Belly button.
What's a belly button?
Well, the belly button. Whoa. Belly button cleavage. So the V.
When you go nipple cleavage, I'm like, yeah.
I don't get nipple lint, mate.
I didn't mean to say the word nipple. Anyway, you know, cleavage is right out there. And then side boob came in. You know how side boob became a thing? Where you'd show, what are you looking at?
Side boob.
That's cleavage. I don't have side boob. That's my underarm. That's my armpit.
We're pointing at the billboards now, all the posters, whatever we've got in
this room. Yeah, that's right. Now, Fev, look at me. side boob is not a problem. Something has happened, though. It has morphed and it's evolved to
it's
the
all
point
over
where,
Insta.
Yeah, but have you heard about this? It's a new thing called side crotch.
No.
Hey?
It's vagina. Cleavage.
Don't.
We've talked about this. You can't talk clearer and more direct into the microphone, even if you're whispering.
What did you just say?
Vagina. Cleavage is an actual thing. It's called, or I'll call it side crotch. So what's happening now, guys?
How about vagivage?
I've got vagivage is a
bad. What about JJ?
I've got some photos I'd like to disperse around the studio for you guys now to explain
Holy
to people listening
balls.
What it is. It's basically.
They don't say that on Fashion Police, do they? Holy banana balls.
Holy banana balls. What a catchphrase.
Dave, here's some photos of some side crotch for you. So essentially, for everyone listening, if you've yet to see what's happening in the world of fashion, so lots of A-listers and models are gracing red carpets.
What?
And we've all seen a side split. Now, a side split in a skirt or a dress is when there's a split up the side, and usually it just hovers around your hip bone. Now what's happening is it's going up to your navel, so you can see the split in the dress or the skirt gives more than just the hip bone. It gets, I'm going to say the pubic bone, guys. I'm going to say a little bit more.
They should have their bikini line to be tanned.
There's a little bit there that we call mount.
Okay, we're finished.
Why is this break happening?
Your mic's off.
What's happening here?
That's a red card. Get out.
Any other lewd words you'd like to drop on the radio, Fiona?
I'm just saying. Is this really where we're going? Okay. I think it's too much.
Mound. Don't say it again.
I
don't want to go and buy a dress for an event and then have to be getting my side crotch out.
Great.
And 13, 10, 60.
Well, you don't have to.
Well, you're right. I know there's other things I can wear, but I'm just wondering. The thing is, though, Fev, when something becomes a trend, you get all caught up in it. The next minute, all dresses have side crotch.
I wear a mankini.
Well,
that'll
I reckon if girls have to show side crotch, you guys have to wear mankinis. 13, 10, 60. I'm just going out on a limb here. girls, how do we feel about this? Are we okay with side crotch?
Because you're going out on a limb now, are you?
Yeah.
Not before.
It's about time.
Wow. How do you feel about it?
Brace side yourself. Boob I didn't think would take off. And no, side boob is here to stay. So we're all good with a bit of boob on the side. Are we okay with a bit of crotch on the side?
You got away with words this morning, don't you? 131060 is the number. Also, go to our Instagram if you want to know, because FIFA's tried to explain it with no success. Go to our Instagram if you want to actually know what she's talking about. Fifi and Dave, there's lots of pictures there that will explain it. We'll come back to your calls.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
The fashion trend is called side crotch. It's Fifi, Dave and Fev for breakfast. We've posted a picture of side crotch on our Fifi and Dave Instagram, and the comments are flooding through. We have put yay or nay on our side crotch poll.
Before we go any further on side crotch, Byron, Dave, you just witnessed what happened in the studio. I was assaulted. I'd put my red lipstick on and Fev came up behind me and rubbed it all over my face. Now, I'm sorry if I can't continue on with side crotch. I look like the Joker.
What's that called? Yeah, that's another fashion faux pas.
Well, okay, no. Okay. Thank you for that, Fev.
Thanks, that's just
it's
graceful.
A level of maturity in the studio as we continue to talk about side crotch. Now, what are they saying on Insta?
Yay or nay to side crotch? No, just no, says Sniper 10263. Right. OMG, no, no, and no.
Girls, boys, what are you? What's the ratio?
Everyone's saying no. Ew, nay, OMG, do they know that's awful, says Bunny 231.
Well so, done, Bunny.
The feedback just flying through and it's all negative so far.
Yeah, but you know what? This will be like in the 70s or 80s when people hated midriff and then now we just live with midriff. Like it'll just, I worry that guys, we are heading into a side crotch frontier and we won't be able to stop it. Lucy from St Kilda. Hi, Luce.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Luce. How do you feel about these dresses? The split is going right up to like your belly button.
Look, it's pretty gross. I'd stick with the midriff and just get rid of the side crotch.
There you go. Yeah, let's, you know, we're happy with midriff. We're happy with cleavage. Even side boob has snuck in. Hmm. Maybe we're just not ready for side crotch. I mean, the next step's just nudity. I keep something to the imagination, don't you think? I'm looking at you, boys. Don't you want something left to the imagination?
Oh, yeah. Mate, you saw how gusty it was yesterday. You can't show crutch around that
kind
of weather.
You can't.
Yeah, that's going to cause some real concern.
Michael from Thomastown.
What are we talking about?
Hi, Michael.
How you going?
Michael, I'll be going really well here. And when I asked women what they thought about side crotch and whether they'd wear it, I didn't expect to have any men calling. But, Michael, I'm guessing you've got an opinion on whether or not you'd like to see it.
Look, I think it's great.
Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from OVO Mobile. Switch to an OVO data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional $10 for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, OVO is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95 and the first month half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
Hey, let's talk about the presidential debate, guys. Oh. Hey, don't turn off your radios. You can see people in their cars now yawn. But, Fev, you sounded like you watched a bit of it yesterday.
Yeah, I did watch.
Mate, what a stoush.
Yeah. It was like the Narre Warren Caravan Park back in the day.
It so would have been. Donald, just the guys go, someone stole me Winnie Blues. What's going on here, guys?
Fee, we were just talking about it off air, weren't we? You were like,
well,
you're disgusted.
Just, I think this will be groundbreaking in that it'll change presidential campaigns and debates for the future because he's flouting any diplomacy or any, I mean, he's not a bureaucrat. He is an ego who's just standing there saying whatever he wants. And if you look at the truth checker can't work in real time. So after the debate, they come back with Hillary Clinton 95% of the time tells the truth. And what's his name? Trump, 26% of the time. Like, you can't just stand there and lie.
Yeah.
Because punters watching think your lies are true.
And good what's his name. Way to drop
that. Yeah.
We just keep referring to his what's his name. That'd be brilliant.
You're the smartest person in the room,
Dave. So, hang on.
So,
oh, God.
You might be able to help me here. Like, when I was watching it, she was giving it to Trump, obviously, for what he'd done in the previous, on the weekend. But all he spoke about was Bill. Yeah. You're not running against Bill.
Man, he would. That's what he does. He just distracts the situation. Like, show us your taxes, and he's like, "Oh, fat ISIS." What? It's one of these things doesn't make sense. But and I've got this. This is a bit of an inside thing for us guys, because you know I've always got my finger on the pulse when it comes to politics.
Absolutely.
Well, you're the smartest guy in the room,
according to Fev, which is absolutely true.
100%. But in America, no matter how bad it is, they're always there to make money. And as awful as it sounds, they're actually putting out a Trump the Musical.
Oh,
did you know already? About this? Yeah, already.
Wow.
Never has a man polarised the public as much as this. And now his life story is being told on stage in a musical spectacular. Trump the Musical. The story of a businessman who made it the American way by inheriting millions of dollars from his father.
Let me tell you something. I've always got money. It's true, when you have it, you get that feeling inside. You know that no matter what you do, okay, you can always buy yourself out of any strife.
Who not only ran a real estate business, but ran a Miss Universe pageant as well.
Where every lady wears a sash. They really do, they have to. It's compulsory. If they're so good looking, they'll give you whiplash. They will, they're beautiful. You want to be where you can see. All the ladies are beautiful. And the thing that I like is that all of them know my name. They do. They're like, hey, Trump. I'm like, hey, what's up?
An ego that needed no encouragement, but was given it anyway when he became the face of the reality TV show, The Apprentice.
Believe it or not, the Trump's on TV. I knew this should happen to me. I'm a star on the small screen. I am, I'm huge, I'm famous. Who else could it be? Ask yourself, well, it's Donald Trump, and he's on TV.
A man who was known in political circles for falsely accusing President Barack Obama of being born outside of the US.
He was born in Kenya. Hallelujah, I know he was born in Kenya. It's all true. Look, he's tall, smart, dark and lean. His birth certificate's yet to be seen. You hit that high note, Donald.
Then decided to run for president himself. And by the looks of things, it could happen.
It's the end of the world as you know it. You know it is. It's the end of the world as you know it. When I'm in charge. It really is. I'm just going to look after this guy.
So come and enjoy the fun of this stage show before it's real and it could make all of us cry. Trump the Musical. Tickets at Ticketek. Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Looking for an awesome rooftop space for your next event? Check out europeanbeercafe.com.au.
Tomorrow night, the hottest singles party this year hits Melbourne. Fifi, Dave and Fev. It's just a crush party.
It's an awesome rooftop space where we'll be tomorrow night. europeanbeercafe.com.au for all the details if you want to have a function there. That's where we will be. It's tomorrow night.
Yes. Now, we are celebrating crushes. It is, of course, just a massive hot singles party. There's single chicks, single guys. You could find love there. And it all came about because I did reveal the crush I had on my first crush when I was 13, Michael Gleeson, who's over in the United States and unfortunately can't come to our crush party. But we still have people around Melbourne who want to ask their crush to join them at this amazing party. And Jason has contacted us. Now, Jace, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, team.
Jace, you're a very brave man. You've had a... Now, let's talk everyone through this. You've got a crush on a girl called Sarah, who is one of your mate's ex-girlfriends. That's right, isn't it?
Guilty as charged.
Now, does your mate know that you've got a crush on his ex?
I don't know that he's aware. There's certainly like a little bit of, like, there's just like a little bit of something there though. So if he switched on, he'd probably pick it up. But I reckon he's like just sort of a little bit blasé about the whole thing. So,
is she aware of this?
Yeah.
How long since they broke up?
It's been a year. I think that's enough time to kind of let the dust settle. I reckon it's probably time to play on after that.
Jace, you're about to do something very brave because Sarah, who can't hear right now, our producers have just called her out of the blue and said, are you okay to speak to Fifi, Dave and Fev on the radio? And Sarah has no idea, Jace, that she's about to be speaking to you because you are about to ask Sarah out to our crush party tomorrow night and tell her you've got a crush on her. Are you nervous?
Look, not all heroes wear capes, guys, but you know, let's just see how we go. I reckon I'm half a chance, but you know, we'll see how we go.
Jase, I'll be honest, if things don't work here, and I reckon they will, I'll go to the party with you. you have won me over.
Thank you, Dave. Very kind of you.
Now, okay, Jase, good luck. You've had a crush on Sarah for quite a while now. She did date your mate, so I'm just seeing that could be a stumbling block. But anyway, sit tight there, Jase. We're going to bring Sarah up. Are you there, Sarah?
Hi, yes.
Hi, Sarah. It's Fifi here. I'm here with Dave, Fev and Byron. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Yeah. Now, Sarah, you may or may not have heard, we've got this crush party tomorrow night where we're getting together all these hot single people across Melbourne, and particularly people who've got crushes on somebody in their life that they've never been brave enough to tell. And, Sarah, we've got somebody here who would like to say hi.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? Oh, Jase, how are you?
What's going on?
Oh, nothing, just heading to work.
Yeah, ripper. Well, obviously, Fifi, Dave and Fev have got a crush party tomorrow night. So, I guess if you're reading between the lines there, I'd very much like if you would join me. I, you know, something I haven't said in a while, but I reckon, like, there's definitely something there. We probably just both haven't said it. And if you're up for it, I definitely... Like, I mean, I saw Fev DJ on Grand Final Eve. If it's anything like that, it's going to go off tomorrow night. So, yeah, what do you reckon? Do you reckon you can... you want to pop down?
No. I'm really sorry. That's a bit soon, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's... Like a year's that's pretty good cooling off, I would have thought. Like, you're not...
No.
Not with Max anymore, eh?
Should I just jump in? No. Sorry, no.
No, you're getting involved.
I'm just trying to relieve some of the awkwardness.
Step away, Fee.
Okay, I'm backing out.
Go away.
Help.
What's wrong,
so
Sarah?
Sarah, you
that doesn't help. That's not helping.
You dated Jase's... Mate, so when Jay says it's a year's past, I guess he's assuming because, you're not keen, obviously.
No.
No, got it.
Okay,
you don't have a crush? You don't have a crush on him? No?
No, I just dated his best friend.
Yeah. Oh, no, Jase, to be honest, we did flag that could be a concern. Like that.
Yep, you did. Be fair to you, you did flag that.
You just crashed and burned, my friend.
Jase, would you like to come to the party anyway? Dave's bang up for a date. He'd love to hang out with you.
He was really confident.
I'll take him up on that. I'm pretty flat, so I'll probably get down there anyway and just see how we go.
What do you think? What's going through your mind, Sarah?
Sorry?
What's going through your mind at the minute?
Oh, I'm not sure what's going on. Like, I just dated his best mate, and I'm not sure... Like, I'm really sorry. I feel really bad that it's not on.
No, do not feel sorry.
That's all good, Seth. Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
It was a year ago.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Well, okay, we're going to push on now, and...
No, this is groundbreaking.
I back Jase in. I've been in those situations where I've looked at a girl and said, help. I know that feeling.
17 past 8. Jase, you will be there tomorrow night with your date, Thorno. It's going to be great fun.
In the meantime, 131060, guys, this is probably your last chance. If you want to come, 131060, call now. Come to our crush party. If you're single, even if you don't have a crush, let's be honest, maybe the crush part's not working right now.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
We just tuned in. We lucked
out. That was a train wreck. That was horrific to be part of. Jase wanted to ask out Sarah. He's had a crush on her for a while. He did. And she said no. And it was very uncomfortable. And we thought, you know what? The crush party must go on. So we've said if you're single in Melbourne, this is your last chance to get involved. It is essentially a hot singles party anyway. Now, Mario from Glenroy. Hi, Mario.
Hey.
Mario, would you like to come along tomorrow night and check out the bevy of beauties we'll have before you?
Hell yeah.
Hey! Hey, Mario. Well, actually, we've got Chloe. Keep Mario there for a second, Byron. Let's try something.
All right.
Chloe from Berwick. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, how are you?
Chloe, you're single and ready to mingle?
I sure am.
Did you just hear Jason luck out and crush and burn asking Sarah out?
It was heartbreaking.
Wasn't it, Chloe? Well, look, we're in the mood to have something a little bit, I guess, and lift us, you know, let's lift our souls a bit. Let's get excited about love. Chloe, please meet Mario.
Hi, Mario.
How are you, Chloe?
Good, how's they been?
Sorry? Yeah.
So far, they've really hit it off.
How's they been?
Hello.
Okay, so that's another that's success story. Thanks, Faith.
No, I'm trying.
You can feel the tension.
Yeah.
I'm going to get straight to the point. I'm on the side of the ring road, just pulled over for this call. Will you come to the crash party with me?
I would love to.
Oh, yes! Beautiful. That was mentioned.
C-Man Sandy, three votes.
Mario, Chloe, that is how it's done.
Wow.
Yes. Guys, love is in the air tomorrow night. Can't wait to see you two on the D floor.
That's amazing. There were lots of other calls. And we'll
can I have them. A quick shout-out?
Yeah, sure, mate.
Let's go for it, Mario.
To all the boys at Metro Windscreens, Dave just made a score.
I thought his name was Mario.
Well done to the others on hold. We'll give you tickets as well. Fifi, Dave
and Fev. Now, you may recall on the show the other day, Dave, you weren't here, so I'll recap for you too.
Was this part of my 3 months off?
Yes.
I was looking after my kid.
Yeah. No, you were doing a great job. The boys were definitely not sure that you should have had that much time off, but I was a supportive friend. Now,
thank you.
You wouldn't be aware, but we've got something coming up in a few weeks, and I needed for the show to go and get some contact lenses. Don't ask any questions. It'll all reveal itself. So, Sonda, our producer, took me over to the optometrist. I had to get contact lenses just for colour, to change the colour of my eyes. You have to get a full eye test. And I hadn't had one since I was 18. And when I was 18, I had 20/20 vision. And I was a bit nervous about it because I went, oh gosh, I don't want to find out I've had any deterioration or that I need glasses or anything like that. I'm happy to live in denial. Like, I didn't want the eye test.
So, you like, even if... so you give me glasses so I can actually see clearly? This is not good.
Yes, exactly.
It's terrible.
Now, Sonda was there. She's in the studio because please tell Dave the results, Sonda. And it means it's more important for you to tell Dave than for me to tell Dave.
After Fee embarrassed herself repeatedly in front of the optometrist by doing brilliantly this eye test, not a competition, mate, she got the result of 20/20 plus, which is better than perfect.
So my eyesight, my vision has improved over the last couple of decades. How amazing is that?
No.
It doesn't happen, but that happened to me.
A 20/20 plus.
There's no such thing as
a smug attitude.
Plus. But old mate over here kept reading all the lines going, is that good? Is that good? Is that better than... And so the girl who was doing the doctor was like, had enough of it. So she's just like, you've got 20/20 plus, see you later. That's pretty much how it went.
Yeah, exactly.
But Sonda, now you know these boys, you've witnessed this behind the scenes. Sonda and I have a wonderful friendship, but we can be slightly competitive. And particularly when it comes to board games, cards. We went to Phillip Island on a family holiday, of us. And Sonda and I, our friendship nearly ended because that we got so competitive over 500. So, Sonda, with no reason whatsoever, yesterday went back to the optometrist to get her own eye test.
Oh, come on.
Just to prove she's got better eyesight than me.
Did you?
There are a lot of low points in my life, but I think giving up an hour of my time to prove that I've got better eyesight than Fee. So, 2 years ago I got tested. I also have 20/20 vision. I went back in. Firstly, I've got to deal with the pity of the optometrist who's staring at me going, are you really here just to prove that you're better? Yes, I am. Hurry up with your test.
And that short little blonde woman's not coming back, is she? That broke me that afternoon.
I even created a thing called 20/20 plus to
get her out.
So we're rolling on with the eye test. Incrementally, I'm asking her for results. There's a lot of swearing from me.
And why were you swearing, Son? Because what was she saying to you?
At the end, I even took the form out for Fee's contacts and said, can you compare our eyesight specifically? And she looked at me and sat me down and said, oh, she is much better than you. And then went into detail. Your left eye is about 6 points worse.
Whoa.
Yeah, isn't this terrible?
No, it's great.
No. So I'm much worse in my left eye and only slightly worse in my right eye. So now not only am I crushed, but I have to get glasses. This is a real...
Geez, by the sounds of your story, I need to get a white cane. Things are not going well for you.
You took on the champs on and you failed. That's what happened.
Game on. Stupid competitions with your friends. There's only one way we can go with this phone topic.
131060, like Sonda and I. I mean, that is ridiculous. We've gone to an optometrist.
Sorry, you mean old bung eye here.
Yeah, I know. When do you, are you so competitive with your friend, you end up having stupid, ridiculous competitions? Can you do better than Sondra and I?
13.
Can you out-stupid us?
Sorry, Sondra, the doors, you probably can't see it. I'll
shut up!
13, 10, 60.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Sometimes people get into stupid competitions. Friends can be very competitive.
Yeah, and Sondra, our producer, who you probably all know very well by now, she and I are particularly competitive with each other. And the other day when I went to the optometrist and found out I had 20/20 plus vision, she booked herself in unnecessarily for a trip to the same optometrist to try to prove she had better eyesight, and she flunked. She failed. So I'm
the champ.
Thank you. You said it, Bev.
But Fee, do you know how hard it was for her to look it up, use Braille, find the place on her own with no help from a Labrador, doesn't have eye cane, gets in there and still does the test.
Now, well done, Sondra.
Now, we have said on 13 10 60, do you or have you had a stupid fight with a friend, Stacey from Greensboro? Hi, Stace.
Hi, how are you?
Really well, Stace. Do you know what it's like to lower yourself into these
stupid... My best friend and I are unbelievably competitive. So we banished all the kids from the pool so we could see who was the fastest racer.
You banished them.
You kicked them out.
We banished them and I won, so she got cut. So we had to race again because she believed that we cheated. So then we had to hold children as an obstacle. And as we were doing that, her toddler fell in the pool.
No.
She kept racing. I kept racing. I won, touched the bench and saved the toddler. And as her punishment, she has to sing Hero every time she sees me because I saved her child.
Oh, this is quite sick in many ways.
I don't know what to say. That's that's really competitive. And
man, you lost me at banished. It sounds like it took the children to a different realm.
To take them
to a different planet.
I don't feel as bad anymore about my eye test competition with
Sonia. Yeah, and that one, don't try that one at home. It's a safety safety message.
Is it Antoinette in Gisborne?
Yep, that's the one. Morning.
What a beautiful name. Now, please share, how are you competitive with your friend?
Me and my friend used to be ridiculously competitive, do the silliest things. And when we were younger, when I was living up in Queensland, we used to do who could stand on the hot tar road in summer for the longest.
And then, Antoinette, when you're lying in bed at night and your feet are so burnt that you can barely sleep, you never question the stupidity, do you? Because you know you won.
That's right.
Yes.
Being the winner is the most important.
That's it. It's good. That's a sort of fighting spirit.
I used to do it all with my brother. Like, we're brother and sisters, were very competitive. And I used to always, if I lose, I'd be not best of three. Get to three, because I'm the older brother.
He'd
win, not best of five. And then if he said no, I'd never play with him again.
Right.
So he had to agree until I won.
How good's that? And then you won, and then you retire undefeated champion.
Feith, there was one ages ago at the station we used to work at, probably 10, 15 years ago, and you and your boss got into the... You'll remember this. It was the dude who ran the little mobile coffee cart underneath the station. Remember? That was...
Yes.
Pathetic.
Okay, it was our boss at the time. How's this? Dave, you might know this story, Fev. There was a guy who ran the coffee cart, and my boss and I, this was at Triple M, by the way, he said, the guy, Dave, the coffee cart guy, he likes me better than he likes you. And I said, why is that going funny?
Just push on. Be a professional.
Anyway, I said, no, the coffee cart guy likes me more. And then I didn't realise that my boss had gone and given the guy like a free couple of CDs or something. Mm-hmm. And then I went, oh, I see what you've done. You've bribed the coffee cart guy into liking you. So next time I went to the coffee cart guy, I gave him tickets to like Powderfinger or something. And then he liked me more. And then it escalated to the point where I gave the coffee cart guy my Xbox with all my Xbox games. And I remember
I
came back into the office and I was high-fiving Byron and everyone going, yeah, the coffee guy likes me more. And Byron just looked at me and went, you just gave away your Xbox. Like, that's a stupid competitive fight that gets out of control. Yeah.
And then after you dated him for 6 months and he took half your stuff, that's when it really hurt.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Fev, you'd be a James Bond fan.
No.
Oh, you don't like the Bond franchise?
No, don't like it.
Oh, well, I was going to ask you what you thought of Daniel Craig, the most recent
Bond. But I just don't like Bond.
Bond, really? I thought you'd be a Bond
boring,
man.
Yeah.
Byron, you'd be
fake.
A Bond man.
Boring? I mean,
it's fake. It's not real.
I thought it was
real.
A life that you live.
I'm a romantic film man.
Really?
Yeah.
You're more like Colin Firth, Pride and Prejudice.
Bit like, bit of that sort of style.
I like that. Yeah. Period pieces. Now, Daniel Craig.
The
remember?
Notebook.
Oh, there you go. Beautiful
favorite.
Ryan Gosling.
Beautiful
movie.
Great movie.
You have a heart. Now, remember last year when Daniel Craig said, and he later regretted, that he would rather slit his wrists than play James Bond again.
Oh.
He really went, he decided, nah, I'm over it, I'm sick of it, and he made these outrageous quotes. He has since done an almighty backflip. He's come out and he has said in a recent interview in New York, as far as I'm concerned, I've got the best job in the world. I'll keep doing it as long as they ask me to.
Didn't he get offered like $100 million or something?
Well, I think they desperately want him to do it again.
No, that was back, wasn't it? And he said no to it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. He kept going, I don't want to do it, don't want to do it. Look, maybe it was just negotiation. Maybe that was how
Fev, I think... This one over here is probably in a glass house throwing stones, isn't she? I
mean, backflip.
What do you mean?
Well, you've been known to...
I don't backflip.
Backflip a little bit.
I never backflip. Not
to, well, maybe the
kidding?
Only...
I don't know.
Do I, Fev?
I don't know.
Oh, he's playing it safe.
How on earth do I backflip?
We have technology that enables us to speak to Fifi's brain...
No, you don't.
...directly.
You don't.
And we will just... I'll get it all set up now.
Connecting to Fifi's brain. Now connected. You can now hear Fifi's brain.
These are her thoughts rather than...
Talked earlier how I've got 20/20 plus vision. Hope you guys do because I look good today.
Okay.
No, I don't. Of course, I don't believe that.
Fifi's brain, we had sort of the radio version of the Logies over the weekend. And this radio show was actually nominated for the best radio show.
So
I mean, do you think the nomination was for a real team effort?
Are you asking me? Well, obviously, we are a team.
I'll ask you first, Fife, then
your brain.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, of course, we're a team. Fife, Dave and Fev and Byron show.
Thank you. I like that last bit. Fife, brain.
With Byron.
Yeah, I mean, it was a team effort helping out. This guy dominates! Good work, underlings. You really supported Queen Bee.
Okay. Fife, I'll ask you directly.
Yes.
Look to your left. There's Brendan Favola. Yep. What do you think of his outfit today?
I think he looks great. I always love him in a white T-shirt and jeans, and I don't even mind that he's wearing his Ugg boots. There we go.
Brain.
I actually do finally agree with her. Unfortunately, you're a spoken for man, Fev, but if you weren't, rev your engines, you're getting on Fifi's train.
Okay. Oh, wow.
That is not what I think.
Okay, no, the real thoughts coming through. Now, Fifi.
You never backflip that one. Just
you were, of course, FIFA spokesperson for the Atkins diet.
Oh, yeah.
Do you still have a balanced diet, Fife, since you stopped being an ambassador?
Absolutely. Balance is the key to life, guys. A nutritional balance is important.
I can agree with
that. Yeah, and yesterday I balanced out a plate of chocolate. Wow!
There she goes.
And cupcakes.
Oh, yeah, cupcakes.
No, I made the cupcakes for you guys to enjoy.
Them.
You brought three in and ate the rest of them.
Please, mate, I bought them. And it didn't even pay for it.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Now, I want to talk about Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice. And we just heard in the news, Nikki was saying that Jerry, Ginger Spice, is pregnant. Well done. Spice Girls are on fire.
Hey, and I reckon... Mel B's
underdog judge. So do I. I reckon we're right with that, Fev.
Talking about spices, that's spicing things
it's
up.
Very spicy. So. Now, Victoria Beckham, though, she's the one I feel sorry for at the moment because not only has she recently said she will not do the reformed band tour, so she's not going to join the Spice Girls again for their world tour. She's also so busy that she's got no social life. In an interview, she said, and she is a working mum of four, she's got her fashion line. She's got various red carpet events to attend. She's got lots of dress fittings.
I'm tipping out of all the Spice Girls, she's the only one that doesn't need to go back into the band.
No, well, she's worth flying. £240 million.
Yeah, she's got to teach her partner how to read properly.
How do you pronounce that word? That's the, David. It's not to hair.
But I do like this, and it, for a busy, incredibly wealthy mum, she likes to do the things with her kids that she thinks are necessary, like doing their homework with them, bathing them, making them dinner. And she said she's just got no time for friends, absolutely no time for friends. And I thought to myself, you know what, I get that. When you're a busy working mum particularly, but not only that, when you're juggling lots of kids, when you're juggling
neighbors,
a high-maintenance boyfriend or husband or fiancé like Alex Favola does, you end up getting really busy. Busy. No, you would be helpful. No, you're very helpful. I know you make dinner. You're a great husband. I'm sorry.
I actually made the bed last night, which I don't often do. And Alex came home and all the bed was made. We got all new cushions. We brought all new quilt and everything. And Just gave me a cuddle.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Very cute.
In fairness, I do, like what Fee said, so many of your Instagram / Snapchats are just you panning across to your wife who's like, oh, stop filming.
Just constant disappointment.
Ex-wife.
Now, that's anyway, weird. So I get that because I feel like that a bit too at times. I feel like I don't have enough time to see my friends. And some of my girlfriends I haven't seen all year. Like you start to go, how did life get this busy that you don't have time for friends? And I thought 131060, if anyone right now would like to use the show as a service, we can call your friend for you. We'll reconnect friends. Like we'll find the time for you in your busy life right now.
Oh, this will be the catch up. This will count.
Do you want us to call some of your friends?
Well, I'm happy to.
Awesome.
In fact, I think Sonda May, what's happened here?
Well, I think your friend Erica, who hasn't seen you in months, is on the line.
Erica.
She heard you talking about this on air and she's going, well, hang on a minute. I never see Fief.
Erica, is that you?
Hi, darling.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. I thought this might be the perfect opportunity for us to catch up.
I know it is. Oh, you know how busy I've been, don't you?
I know. I haven't spoken to you in ages. I know. What's going on?
Wow. You could make more effort.
How are you, honey? Are you okay? What's news?
Yeah. Oh, look, we've just got back from the Whit Sundays and I got attacked by a dog.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry?
Are you okay?
I've been resting up with, you know, a terrible leg.
Erica, it's Fev here. How does it go with, you know, having a friend like Fief that just, you have to ring into her work to speak to her?
I'm kind of used to it now, Fev.
Yeah.
And Erica, especially since you got rabies, that can't be easy. That's a bedside call. It's got to be a challenge.
Surely a friend comes to your need if you're attacked by dogs.
Honey,
anyway.
I'm just pretty worried about you.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
This is a great idea. And what a community service it is that you've set up. Thank you.
Well, it is. Essentially, this is bringing people together, Byron. That's what we like to do here on the show. And Posh Spy, she started it. She said she's so busy with work and with the kids, she's got no social life and she barely has time for her friends. So we've said if you're struggling to reconnect with your friends, call in. We'll reconnect you. This is a beautiful thing that we could do for you. We've got JD from Sunshine North. Hi, JD.
Hello, Fifi. Good morning.
Morning. JD, now talk us through. You've got a busy life. It's hard to make time for people who are special to you. Is this what's happening?
Yeah, well, it's just that we've been friends. My friend Bali is in Tasmania, and we've been friends for over 20 years. And, you know, it's just that life got so busy. He moved on to Tassie. We came to Australia together. But now it's been more than a year or so that I haven't spoke to him, and I just wanted to know that he's all good.
Oh, well, JD, we can't have that. A year has gone by, and guess what? In a little This Is Your Life moment, JD, here's Bali.
Hey! What's up, buddy?
What's up?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to see, mate, how you going and all that.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty good.
That's good to know. Yeah, well, same here, brother.
Oh, hi, Bali. My name's Fifi. How's Tassie?
Why are you involved?
Really well. Bali, this is a real treat. Thank you for bringing us into your friendship. Anything, Fev? Do you want to join in? Say hi to the boys.
G'day, boys.
We've got JD, Bali. We should get you two together somehow.
Yeah, off air.
Maybe the spirit of Tasmania does little trips back and forth. That totally sounds like a plan. Hey, let's all meet up for coffee and do this another time. I like it.
No, thank you.
Byron's the best.
We're just thinking out loud here for a second. They're great guys. Is this a better thing to just do maybe on Facebook? Why make our audience suffer through it?
Radio is a workshop and we're workshopping some stuff here, Byron. It's
cool.
Fine.
Okay, cool.
I'm happy with it. I think we can keep going. Who have we got next?
Jordan's ready to go.
Hey, Jordan.
Oh, please be up and about.
Jordan, are you there?
Sorry, I'll put Jordan on this line, and here is Jordan now.
Hi, Jordan.
Hello. Hi, how you going?
Jordan, look, I'll be honest. I was looking forward to this. I thought this would be nice to reconnect friends. The boys are a bit dismissive, and they're not enjoying it.
Oh, don't worry.
Yeah, let's ignore them. So, Jordan, who's your friend? Who would you like to speak to?
My girlfriend is Georgia Jones. We've been friends for probably about 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
We both have 2 children now and I'm working full time, so I can't remember the last time I've even said hello to her.
I get it, Jordan. I totally get it. Well, guess what? Hi, Georgia. Are you there?
Hi, Georgia. How are you? You what? I'm good. Oh, that's okay. I've been laughing all morning.
Obviously, you've been listening to us.
Sorry about that.
This is great, girls. Well, there you go. You've said hi. That was a quick power catch.
That's it.
That segment was is people that are too lazy to ring their friends. Ring in the car to say, hey, how you going? See you later.
It was reconnecting people. I love doing that, Bev.
Nine digits. That's too long. 13, 10, 60. Yeah, hard. I can do that.
That's great. That won't come back in a hurry.
Hopefully that Fifi, Dave and Fev catch-up set your day up by making you smile. VFA will set you up for your new career or provide the pathway to uni if you missed out. Meet the trainers and find out about VFA's massage, personal training and childcare courses at the VFA Learning Open Day on this Saturday. Vet Fee Help is available.